Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right, we're back. It's another episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional Scrum trainers Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day to help you get better at Scrum each and every day-ish. Be sure to like and subscribe. Check out the description to learn more about Todd and I, the book we wrote, classes we teach, all of that great stuff. Leave us your questions and comments. Your questions and comments become videos. All right. Todd, I think that's it for intro stuff. And since I've been told that I talk too much on these, loved that comment. Thanks, listeners. We're going to jump right into the topic, and I'm going to let you take it away. So we're still doing our top 10 rewind. I think this is number 8. And Todd, the 8th most popular video that we have so far, what does a Scrum Master do on day 1? Mm-hmm. What's the info on this one?
You know, so info on this one, 5,600 views, 216 likes, 18 comments. We did this video on the 8th of January, 2021. So what does a Scrum Master do on day 1? I didn't rewatch it, just like I haven't been doing, because I do not want to anchor my opinion on what we said before.
So what do you think? What does a Scrum Master do on day 1?
Nothing.
Cool. All right.
I think if you're a new Scrum Master to a new team, honestly, I think that if you jump in too soon and take action on something, that you might be rejected. I think that you need to do so. When I say nothing, I don't mean just like sit and spin in your chair and whatever. I mean observe, gather information, get to know the people, get to know the team, get to know the product, get to know what's been happening in that environment. Don't just get all Scrum preachy, right? So when I say that, I would say day 1. My answer would be observe.
Yeah, I like that. Can I add just a little bit? I kind of have a thought here. First of all, Todd is 100% right. Observe, right? Watch the team, learn the dynamics, try to learn why they do the things they do before you start judging and criticizing and changing. That could help with your future coaching and consulting. Something that I think I would do today on day 1 is go to the admin for Jira, Azure DevOps, Trello, whatever it is we're using, and get a data export and dump it into Actionable Agile. Mm-hmm. I think I would want to see cycle time scatter plots and item aging just to get a sense of kind of the heartbeat and cadence of the work and to see if there's any like anything glaring that I can ask good questions about, right? Mm-hmm. Like what happened around this time that in your process or your practice, or was there a major event? Just something that not to judge, but something just that would help me generate good questions. I think that could be but I think that's more about, that's just observing data. Again, I'm not doing anything other than collecting information and watching and processing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think observing, I think there's a couple go-tos is coming as an observer for the daily scrum, right? Which you are always going to be an observer. Watch our daily Scrum videos if you don't understand what we're saying by that. I think that any kind of refinement or anything that might be happening on that day, you want to observe that to understand a little bit about how that's happening or may not be happening. Honestly, you just want to observe and take in as much as you can. And in this context, I'll often be very quiet. I'm not trying to establish anything or change the world yet. I just want to understand what area I might attack first, right? What's my first area in the organization that I should be working with, or the product owner? Obviously, I want to meet with a product owner, have some conversations there, probably meet with the developers and just kind of have them get to know me and me get to know them a bit. But all of that is through conversation, and I'm strictly on day one observing. Actually, I'd probably say week one is mostly observing. After that, I can start to build my plan of attack.
Very wise. All right. Leave us your questions and comments below. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the socials. We're pretty big on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our two free courses, our framework course and our evidence-based management course. When I talk about cycle time and all that, that could be an EBM thing. Go ahead and check that out. Some merch is going to pop up as well. Check out the hoodies, the cups, the mouse pads, all the things that you asked for, we delivered. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. Sit back, observe before you start making changes, and things might go pretty well. All right, we'll see you next time.
See you.
Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!